Fearless.
Chase.
Bold.
Following.
Courageous.
Search. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Marshall.
And this is
Undaunted
Pursuit. Okay, Luke 2, verse 2, if you remember, Marshall, 41. Every year, his parents traveled to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When he was 12 years old, they went up according to the custom of the festival. After those days were over, as they were returning, the boy, Jesus, stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents didn't know it. Assuming he was in the traveling party, they went a day's journey. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all those who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked them. "Didn't you know that it was necessary for me to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he had said to them. Okay, so I start us off with a set of Bible verses today. Guys, welcome back to Undaunted Pursuit Podcast. We're glad you joined us here this week. So I just read about about Jesus getting separated from his parents. Now, I put it that way simply because we're getting ready to go into kind of a really cool revelation that I had this week, Marshall. And I'm kind of excited to share it and record it and just have it out there, just a little food for thought on that. And as I was reading that, Marshall, I kind of picked up on something other that kind of another when it said he was there. Well, let me look at it again, Marshall. Let's see. After 3 days. Okay. That'll make more sense when I finally start breaking into this. But how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. Just chilling, just hanging out over here, you know, on the south side, just having a good time.
Sweet. It's interesting. The weather has been great. It's been stinking beautiful here lately. And I've been really anxious to do. I'm not going to mention it. I know I wanted to do another podcast this week and get to it. And I've been really excited to kind of share this epiphany that I had on just that. Like, you would just read it at face value. And so, it's interesting that it kind of came to me this way, but, yeah, God's word is great, and we're kicking this off straight up in Bible study tonight. So another reason is it's getting late. It's a Friday night, man. We're recording on a Friday night. We're going to be changing that up though here pretty soon. But those of you in the listening world, you won't know that. So it doesn't really matter.
You don't know when we're coming at you. It's all the same day for y'all.
That's right. That's right. Oh, by the way, a little side note before we get into this. All that joking about big tech renovations last week, I don't know that I feel bad about giving them a hard time, because on their social media, they had the opportunity to do a filming with Dude Perfect. I mean, come on.
They actually did that little deal with Dude Perfect. They were in one of his videos recently, and then they were also actually just dropped. They were in a podcast, something about real estate, some Christian real estate podcast. Whatever, that just dropped. Yeah,
yeah, I saw that. It probably wouldn't be something that I would listen to, but. I'm sure there are plenty listening to that.
Anyway.
Okay. So I'm sure you're anxious to hear what I have to say, 'cause I don't even know if I've talked to you about this week. Have I?
Sorry. I'm over here yawning. No, I don't think so. I haven't heard, not that I can recall.
Okay. So I was listening to a sermon this week, and he mentioned this. And as he was talking about Jesus getting separated and being in the temple, and let me preface this first by reading. I gotta get to it. I was a little unprepared here because I wanted to preface right. This whole thing with. Let me get rid of some of these pop-ups here. My computer is still playing catch-up. Okay, 2 Corinthians 3, chapter 3, verse 3. Well, maybe I'll just start at chapter 3, 1 through 3. Because are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter. Written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are Christ's letter, delivered by us, not written in ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of human hearts. So what he's talking about there is that the law in which Christ came to fulfill is written on our hearts by God. That's how we know good from bad. And all that. So, Luke, let me get back to Luke here. Man, I'm juggling all of my notes here.
Well, it's not like you're in a car or anything.
So, okay, so think about this, right? I don't have this laid out on a table. I was excited too, because we actually kind of started, but had a bunch of technical difficulties, and I was like, oh man, we're gonna get to do this in the daylight. Well, not so much, but anyway. So Jesus is separated from Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph thought that they had lost Jesus. But where was Jesus? He was found in the temple. And when I was reading that, it was 3 days, 3 days of being there. I found it really interesting because if you think about it this way, Jesus is God in flesh, right? So is this a type and shadow to what the purpose of Jesus is being here all along? I mean, does this kind of foreshadow of what he is here to do, what he's here to fulfill?
You're breaking up real bad.
What's that? Oh, I may not. I may just be breaking up for...
Oh, maybe so.
On your end, for you.
Recording. I just want to make sure.
Okay.
Keep going.
All right, let's try that. Okay. All right, so in case that didn't turn out, I was suggesting that this is a type and shadow or a foreshadowing as to what Jesus' purpose was on this earth. You know, so they found him in the temple where he quite plainly says, well, why didn't you know that I was right where I needed to be in my Father's house? He was in the temple. And you look at it, what he came to do was he referred to himself as the temple, that he would rebuild this temple in 3 days, right? He rose again. He rose from the grave in 3 days. And we are the temple. We house the Holy Spirit, right? So I found that interesting that you can take this right out from early childhood of Jesus, that he was already giving us glimpses as to what we had to look forward to in the future. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are I'm getting every other word you're saying, so it's hard for me to give you a thought because I can't hear half of what you're saying, but... yeah. No, it really is hard to comment because I'm not hearing everything you're saying. So I don't know if it's my computer or your computer or just whatever.
Okay.
It is,
but, all right.
Yeah. I say just keep on doing your. No, I'm sure it was. I just can't hear all of it. I just hope that it's just that everything else is fine and it's just whatever.
All right. We can start this over, I think. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Can you hear me still?
But you're still cutting up.
Oh, I am. Yeah. Darn. Okay.
No, it's weird. It's more light here than it is there, but we're in the same time zone.
Well, it just looks like that. Yeah, it just looks like that because I'm in the car with a light on. And yeah, we are in the same time zone, aren't we? Okay, let's pause. I will fill you in, and then you can. I will give you a call, and then you can comment. Does that sound good?
Oh, yeah, we back, y'all. We back. We real back.
We back. I had to call you and fill you in since you can't obviously hear me.
You know, wreaking havoc on the old Undaunted Pursuit podcast.
That's right. And here's the thing. Excuse me. That we are still having, because I go to mute myself this whole time, and it's still so, my microphone still picks me up. Thinking. So who knows?
I'm thinking that Satan knows exactly what we're trying to get out and get across to people, so he's going to do everything in his will possible to keep us from getting that message out by way of messing up this technologically savvy setup we have going on here. But he's not going to succeed.
So. That's right. But here's the thing. So, you know, it's kind of, we know that the whole right. Bible points to Jesus. That's what God's word does. It points to Jesus because what we've got to do through him is how we find salvation. So it's of no surprise, but this, I guess what we're trying to show here, what has the revelation fact of it is that it's just cool to see different things come out of the scriptures that you've read that we just went over, Marshall. We just covered the whole book of Luke, and here I am coming back to it again. Mm-hmm. A gospel.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know if we talked about this or what, but it's interesting how different scripture or how the same scripture can mean something different at different points in your life. You can go back and read that same scripture a year from now or a month from now or 5 months from now, and it can mean something different, or God can show you something different in that scripture that you didn't even realize was there when you first originally read it. So yeah, it's just, you know, how it says, you know, the word of God, the Bible, is living and breathing. Well, that's because it's constantly relevant in your life, no matter what's going on. It's always alive in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So to kind of round this out and finish it out, I want to kind of leave us with a little bit of the other side of things. Here's Mary and Joseph. They thought they've lost Jesus. And Jesus wasn't lost. He was right where he needed to be. But, you know, and Mary and Joseph didn't lose him. But how many times, and you look at that situation, how many times throughout our lives do we think that we've lost Jesus? Or, you know, just look at my testimony. I got saved at a young age, you know, 7 years old, and I strayed away for a while. But you know who doesn't stray away? You know who never leaves your side, who is obviously carried me through my adolescent years or my teenage years or my young adult years was Jesus. So Jesus, what we can learn from this little passage is that Jesus is never lost. We never lose Jesus. He's always continually pursuing us. We take the side road. We take a detour and we think that we can do better. And then hopefully, eventually, you start drawing nearer to him. You turn back to him.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So,
well, heck, I've been stewing on that for a little while. What do you got?
My wife and I were talking today, actually, about hearing from God. And, you know, sometimes people say, oh, I heard from God this, or heard from God that, or the Holy Spirit this. And oftentimes people, maybe they'll hear something in their head and they'll think, was that me? Was that God? Was I hearing my own thoughts? Or was it Satan whispering something into my head? And so we were kind of talking about that. We were talking about something else that kind of, it all played together and stuff. So I was like, hey, you know what? That's something I think it would be good to talk about on the podcast tonight. So I got to looking up. And so Aaron and I both, we use this app called Got Questions. It's a great app. You can type in any type of question you have pretty much, and it'll give you some form of answer, and it pops up all the scripture and explains things to you. And it's really good. So I typed in hearing from God, and I listened to it today. And so I'm just going to read through this. It's kind of lengthy. And there's scripture throughout it, and I won't open up every little bit of scripture, but you know, y'all can go back and pause and write down the scripture if you want to, and listen to it as far as listeners goes. But the title is, how can I know if I'm hearing from God, hearing from Satan, or hearing my own thoughts? And this is what they have to say. It says, life is full of decisions that do not have absolute, specific, by name, how-to directions in the Bible. How many hours a day should my kids spend on screens? Is it okay to play certain video games? Am I allowed to go on a date with a coworker? Is it okay to miss work because I stayed up too late the night before? We all have notions about the truth, but how do we know for sure that these ideas are coming from God? Am I hearing God, or am I only hearing myself? Worse yet, am I hearing the temptations of Satan disguised as the leading of the Holy Spirit? Sometimes distinguishing our own ideas from God's leading is difficult. And what if our urges are actually coming from the enemy of our souls and not from God? How do we take every thought captive? 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. When we weren't sure where the thoughts are coming, when we aren't sure where the thoughts are coming from. It goes on to say, most commonly, God communicates through the Bible, his inspired word, preserved through the centuries for us today. It is through the word that we are sanctified, John 17:17. And the word is the light for our path, Psalm 119:105. God can also guide us through circumstances, 2 Corinthians 2:12. The promptings of the Spirit, Galatians 5:16. And godly mentors providing wise counsel, Proverbs 12:15. If God wants to speak to us, nothing can stop him. Here are some ways to discern the source of our thoughts. Right. One way is to pray. If we are confused about whether or not we are hearing God, it is good to pray for wisdom. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given. It's good to pray for wisdom even when we don't think we're confused. We should ask God to make his will. Oh, yeah. We should ask God to make his will known to us clearly. When we pray, we must believe and not doubt. And because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind, James 1:6. And that's so true. You know, I've asked my wife that before. You know, when you pray, are you having faith and are you trusting God and are you believing in him with what you're saying? Or are you just praying and you don't have any faith in what you're asking?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you stopped there, because Marshall, there's a lot to really kind of unpack there, and stuff that I kind of wanted to interject on while you were reading that was the fact that, you know, because we have that story is the fact that why did you move to Arkansas? Well, I heard from God to move. I mean, it's like to tell people that it can be confusing, because it's like, how did you hear? Did you just want to move? Well, no, I didn't want to move. I was comfortable where I was. Ashley was comfortable where she was, but it was in that comfort that God needed to challenge us yet again. So when you think about whether you're hearing from God or not, and that's where the next paragraph comes in is to read scripture, because here's the thing. This is why reading and memorizing, and hey, I'm not the best memorization, but that's reading, just reading. You don't have to memorize it word for word and exactly where it's at, but you got to know God's word in your heart. So the more you read it, the more you're going to know it, the more you can apply it to everyday life. So when that thought or that feeling from the Holy Spirit or even from the evil one comes about, you can discern, good or bad, a calling from the Lord, or selfish ambition because you have been keeping up with what how God tells us to live through his word.
So it goes on to say that it says, talk to God in prayer and earnestly wait for his answer. However, keep in mind that God doesn't give us everything we desire. And sometimes his answer is no. He knows what we need at any given time. And yeah, we hate hearing no, right? We always want to hear yes, especially from God. Yeah.
Or wait. Exactly.
He knows what we need at any given time.
And who knows how long
and
the wait is.
He will show us what is best. If God says no, then we can thank him for the clarity of his direction and move on from there. Because a no now will be a thank you later, right? Because you in the moment exactly. our selfishness is, you know, hey, I want it now, you know, and especially in this society today, we want everything right now. But sometimes, you know, obviously we know God's timing is not our timing. And sometimes, you know, God's like, nah, not right now. I know what's best right now. And that's not it. But later you'll thank me for that because you'll realize that, you know, hindsight's 20/20. So then it goes on to say, study the word. The Bible is called God's word for a reason. It is the primary way God speaks to us. It is also the way we learn about God's character and his dealings with people throughout history. All scripture is breathed out by God and is the guide for a righteous life. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. While we speak to God in prayer, he speaks to us through his word. As we read, we must consider the words of the Bible to be the very words of God. Any thought, desire, inclination, or urge we may have must be brought to the word of God for comparison and approval. Let the Bible be the judge of every thought, for the word of God is alive and active.
Hey, let me stop you right there. To be honest with you, I got a confession to make, Marshall. You sent this to me earlier. I didn't read it.
Yeah,
I skimmed through it to see how long it was. But that's what you get. That's why you can agree with it, because you know it's exactly what his word is teaching us. That's how we hear from God.
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm sorry, Marshall.
Sharper than any double-edged sword. If it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. No matter how urgent the urge, if it goes against what scripture says, then it is not of God and must be rejected. And I think that's important is if God says no, it's very important to listen to that and obey what he says, because if you're not obeying what he says and what the scripture says, then you're not, I mean, it's got to be rejected. You can't, don't do what God doesn't want you to do.
Well, and here's the thing, you do have free will. So God can release his hedge of protection on you. If you decide to go down a destructive path, and that's essentially what you continue to try, of course, God's going to try and steer you in the direction he wants you to go. Just because he's a loving father, he's not going to play dictator over our lives. He is a gentleman, and he gives us free will, because that's in love comes free will. So he wants you to choose him, and so you be ready. Whatever decision you make, be ready to face the consequences, good or bad.
So we're getting close to being done with this. So. The third thing here is, excuse me, follow the Holy Spirit's leading. Excuse me. The Holy Spirit is God, a divine being with a mind, emotions, and will. He is always with us, Psalm 139, 7 through 8. His purpose, including interceding for us, Romans 8, 26 through 27, and giving gifts to benefit the church, 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11. The Holy Spirit wills to fill us, Ephesians 5, 18. And produce in us his fruit, Galatians 5, 22 through 25. No matter what decisions we're making day to day, we can't go wrong when we exhibit love, joy, peace, etc. to the glory of God. When we have a random thought pop into our heads, we must learn to test the spirits. And 1 John 4, 1 says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. And so when you have these random thoughts pop into your head, or maybe something, and you're not sure, is that from God or is that Satan, or is that just me thinking stuff? Test that spirit, pray about that. Say, God, is this, am I hearing from your Holy Spirit? Is this me? Is this you? And take that thought and take it to scripture, that thought and take it to scripture and look up in scripture. What does God say about that thought? I'm sure somewhere in the Bible, you can probably find something about that, and just test it and pray about it. If you're really that unsure about it and you really don't feel at peace about it, test it. Will following this inclination,
or go ahead. He's going to confirm it too. If it's within his will, he will confirm it several times. You'll start noticing patterns of something being brought up, that correlate back to that original thought. And it's not going to come in the form of temptation, but just confirmation, because the Lord doesn't tempt.
Yeah.
God does not tempt us. But
it says, will following this inclination lead to more Christ-likeness? Will dwelling on this thought produce more of the fruit of the Spirit in me? The Holy Spirit will never lead us to gratify the sinful desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16 talks about that. He will always lead us towards sanctification. 1 Peter 1:2 talks about that. Life on earth is a spiritual battle. The enemy is eager to supply diversions to distract us from God's will. 1 Peter 5:8 talks about that. We must be vigilant to ensure that we heed is more than a feeling, but is truly from God himself. Sorry, the wording on that was kind of weird. Remember, God wants to show us the right path to take.
Yeah.
He's not in the business of hiding his will from those who seek him. Here are some good questions to ask as we examine whether or not we are hearing God. Write these down if you want to. Are the promptings confusing?
Oh, hold on. Let's play a game here real quick, Marshall. Let's see if we can, you're sitting there reading it, but let's see, because I've been thinking about this a whole while you've been talking, and it's like, what would I tell somebody if they said, am I hearing from God or what? It's like, well, does it line up with his word? Well, how does it line up with his word? Well, does it gratify you solely, or are you going to be able to further God's kingdom in that decision? Or is this going to touch somebody else? Are you going to be able to bless somebody else with this decision, whatever it is, or whatever the thought is, right? And then maybe you can expand on that. But I think that is exactly where this is going. Huh?
So here's some of the questions we could ask ourselves. Let's see if these line up with what Aaron said. Are the promptings confusing or are they vague? God is not the author of confusion. He is the bringer of peace. And 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, for God is not God of confusion, but a God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Do the thoughts go against God's word? God will not contradict himself. Will following these promptings lead to sin? Those who keep in step with the Spirit have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. And Galatians 5:24-25 says, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. In addition, it is good to seek counsel from a Christian friend, family member, or pastor. Proverbs 15:22. Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. Our pastors are there to help shepherd us. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they watch over you as those who must give account. This is true. However, I think it's also good to, if you're really paying attention to what the pastor's saying on Sunday morning, you're taking notes, take what he's saying, take it to the Bible, and look up everything he's saying. Make sure that what the pastor's saying is correct. Because, hey, I'm going to be honest, there's a lot of misleading pastors and false prophets out there. So it's good to test the people that are around you sometimes. You can't take everything everybody says at face value. You've got to take that and match it up with God's word. And if it doesn't match up with God's word saying, maybe pull that person aside and say, hey, I heard you said this. However, I looked it up and this is what God's Bible says.
What's going on? Let's talk about this. Let's pray about this. You know, and it can lead to a whole other conversation. So,
well, then, yeah. Well, you know, on that same note, Marshall, when you do find that pastor, you're just automatically looking for the fruits of the Spirit within that lead shepherd, because we do, let's face it, we do need a lead shepherd here on this earth in the flesh, to, you know, we need that discipleship as well as to go out and make disciples ourselves. You know, that's what Jesus calls us to do. So you do need that. So if you are looking for a church and you look for those qualities in the leader and then heed his authority, his anointing is what it is. It's not that he can tell you what to do, but respect his position, respect the position that God has placed them in as shepherd over the flock, you know, or, you know, we know Jesus is the ultimate shepherd, but he is, you know, that lead pastor does have an anointing from God to shepherd the rest of us, you know.
So to round this out and to end this, what I'm having here, it says, God does not want us to fail. The more we listen to God, the better we will be at distinguishing his voice from the noises in our heads. Jesus, the good shepherd, gives his promise. He goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. John 10:4. Others may speak, but the sheep do not listen to them. Verse 8. The better we know our shepherd, the less we have to worry about heeding the wrong voice. So the moral of the story is, yeah, the moral of that story is, test what you hear in your head, the thoughts that come into your mind, test it against God's word, and spend time in God's word, learning his word, memorizing his word, getting to know Jesus, spend time in prayer, getting to know Jesus, talking to him like you talk to your best friend or your mother or your father or whoever. Spend quality time that you've set aside for you and Jesus. Just like, you know, for those of you who are married, they say to never stop dating your spouse. You know, you make an effort to set aside time weekly or monthly to go on that special date with your spouse. Well, set aside that special time to essentially have a date with Jesus and spend quality time with him as well. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I really did. Again, this was not anything I wrote. This was not from me. This is from the Got Questions app. So those of you that got questions, if anybody is listening to this, thank you guys for what y'all do, because it is very helpful to me. And I know it's helped a lot of the people out there. And if y'all want to go back and read that, you can download that Got Questions app and look up Hearing from God, and you can find exactly what I read and go back and read it and take notes.
Well, shoot, man, there's pastors that even use that Got Questions in their sermons. They'll take from the Got Questions. So it's good material that opens up discussion points just like this, you know. You will hear from God. You can hear God. And it may not, it's not always, and I'm going to say most of the time, it's not an audible voice, but I can say, because of our life experience, that he does confirm things here and there. Just think about it. You know, you're thinking something like this, you know, he speaks to you through reading, through people, you know, your Sunday sermon. And then all of a sudden you keep hearing the same topic over and over again I'll use this for example. You know, so it was like a week ago, we were talking about, we hit a Sunday sermon on tithing and giving and tithing talents and time and money. And then for the next couple of days, all the sermons I listened to covered that same topic. It's like, okay, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? And then that's when you sit down, you pray, and it's like, okay, Lord, what, you know, I'm always praying for wisdom. Give me wisdom in this. Show me, you know, give me wisdom in how to understand this. And what are you trying to, what is my takeaway? Is this for somebody else? A lot of times it is for somebody else, you know, it's so that you can, he'll give you the wisdom to understand it so that you can go ahead and like talk about it on a podcast, I guess, or apply it to your own personal life. And it's like, okay, what is, what, where do I apply this? How can I best glorify you with the information that you're giving me? And then what does it do? You, so you sit down, you pray, and you're like, okay, I'm going to dig into this. This has come up too much. And then you get into God's word. And then you start looking up all those verses from those sermons you talked to, you thing, and you start looking into tithing and giving and offerings and yourself in what does God have to say right in his word. And then that's kind of, that's kind of the process that you, that I kind of personally go through, hearing from God.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's good stuff. This is good stuff. What Aaron had to say, was really good, really interesting. Yeah. I never thought about what he was saying, in that depth and from that point of view. And then hearing stuff like what I looked up, you know, again, it goes a little bit deeper into all that, and it may help answer some questions on from, you know, both topics we talked about tonight. Again, if you have questions, reach out to Aaron and I through our social media pages or email, and or look up that Got Questions app. You know, it's a great tool to use. So good stuff.
Yeah. Mail, email, if you guys need to reach out to us, mail@undauntedpursuit.com or undauntedpursuit@gmail.com. You can use either one. They're both available there. They're both ready for you to message us, and I'm ready to answer you. Marshall's ready to answer you on them. So don't hesitate to do that. If you got any questions at all, want us to cover something, want us to talk about something in particular, it don't matter. You know, we'll answer you there. And like Marshall said, Facebook, Instagram, X, whatever, you know, however that works, you know, check us out on there. Yep. Message us on there,
you
know, too.
Guys, you reach us, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or X, or whatever they want to call it these days. Heck, even on LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, we're sharing all this stuff on LinkedIn. If you got business profiles or whatever you got on there, we're on there. We're sharing stuff on there.
Yes, we are.
So you can follow us there as well. And also listen to us on Spotify, Apple iTunes, like, follow, subscribe, all those. We're on YouTube. Again, it's just audio for now, but you can still like, subscribe, follow, click that notification deal and reminder deal. And when something pops up new, a new episode pops up, it'll remind you and tell you that it's there, so you can go out and listen to it. Guys, thank you so much for listening to us and following along with us. We appreciate it. Most importantly, share this with your family and friends and strangers, so we can get the word out. And also, some of y'all may have seen that I shared a message on our Undaunted Pursuit podcast page this week, which when y'all see it, it will have been last week. But it was about one of my cousins. She is dealing with cancer right now. I don't know the type of cancer it is, but they found a mass in her chest. And so she's looking at her options to see what she has to do, what can be done and what can't be done, how far along this is, how severe it is or is not. So I know there's been a lot of family and friends out there who have been praying. I know some of you who follow us on Facebook, which is where it was shared. I know you guys were praying, and I saw some comments on there. So I just want to thank everybody for your thoughts, for your prayers, for praying for her. And I know my family appreciates that, and continue to pray for her. Pray for her, not only her healing, but pray for her, you know, just for her faith. I honestly don't know where she is in her faith walk. I don't know if she is a believer or if she is not. I've never had that conversation with her. I love her. She's an amazing woman. She'll make you roll on the ground laughing. But as far as her faith goes and where that stands, I'm not sure. So be praying about that as well, because this is a great opportunity for God to open the eyes of her heart and do some pretty cool stuff in her life. So thank you guys so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, let's just open it up for prayer right now on the air, right out for everybody, and then we'll kind of close us out here. Lord, I just thank you for this podcast. I thank you for this ministry, Lord. I just pray that you would be with Marshall's cousin, that you would put your healing hands upon her, and that you would just be with her throughout this whole process, that you would watch over her and her family, and then let your will be done, Lord. I pray that you would put somebody in her life that could touch her life, that if we don't know her circumstances, but and anybody that's dealing with this, that's dealing with cancer, and I just pray, Lord, that you'd be with them and their families, that you would give them the strength and the health to push through. And I pray that you just continue to put people in their lives that can minister to them, that they could draw near to you, Lord. I just thank you and I praise you for all this. And I pray for anybody out there listening that, that you would just draw near to them, that they would draw near to you and that they could see your goodness and your grace through your word, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Oh, and, yeah. So we're praying, actively praying for any of you guys dealing with any of that. That's no good. That any sickness is just terrible. But one thing we didn't add is if you guys can get on and rate us wherever you listen to podcasts at, give us good rating and review. That would really help us to get noticed. And I think that's about it, guys. Follow these links in the show notes for the music being used at the ends of these episodes. I know the artists that have agreed to let us use their music would really appreciate the follows and the downloads and everything like that. This is their ministry as well. So any support is much appreciated. And so we hope you guys have been enjoying the music at the end, and we're going to continue to do that and continue to support it because that's what we like to do. We like to work alongside other believers and meet new people. That's God calls us to love on each other, and we're showing some love to these artists. So Marshall, if you ain't got anything else, I think let's kick it. All right, guys, thanks for listening to Undaunted Pursuit Podcast. We'll see y'all next week.
Adios.
Bye. Hold on just a second. Before you leave this podcast for this week, the song you hear actively playing right now is brought to you by the one, the only Zach Tindall. You know he's a good buddy of ours, and we just found out that he released a new single March 1st, and a song that you're going to hear this week is called Fight. So check it out. Go download it. It's available on all platforms. I'm telling you, he's putting out new stuff. We're just coming across. He's done some other Harder to Breathe. Check that out, too. And also go download the song you've heard on here before, Same Old Lies. We played that before, and we're always excited to share these guys' music, especially Zach Tindall, and we appreciate him letting us use his music on this podcast. So check it out. We'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fight while we're out here living behind enemy lines. It's always gonna be a fight, so come with us and join the fight. I can promise you, if you're gonna walk in the light, it's always gonna be a fight. Laying down the parts of my life that Jesus never designed, but you will live for the King. I gotta die to bear empty hands up to the sky. Do what you want with my life, calling back to the crowd. Who else is coming with me? But if you plan to cop out, oh, you may as well keep on your crown. Before the rest of us, if you're gonna walk in the light, it's always gonna be a fight. Yeah, it's gonna be a fight. While we're out here living behind enemy lines, it's always gonna be a fight. So come with us and join the fight. I can promise you, if you're gonna walk in the light, it's always gonna be a fight.
So before Cain murdered his brother Abel, this is what God said to him. The Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? And why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it." That's Genesis 4, 6-7. And the way God deals with Cain's sinful temptation is the same way that he deals with all of our sinful desires. He tells us all to fight temptation. In 1 Peter 5, 8-9, it says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world." I want you to listen very closely. We are commanded to be self-controlled and watchful, to repent and fight the good fight. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
If you're gonna walk in the light, it's always gonna be a fight.
yeah, it's gonna be a fight. While we're out here living behind enemy lines, it's always gonna be a fight. So come with us and join the fight. I can promise you, if you're gonna walk in the light, it's always gonna be a fight.